You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Parshas Korach, Tavshinayin Vav. We all know the story of Korach, how he went and did a machlokes with Moshe Rabbeinu, and until the bitter end, where he was swallowed in the ground, swallowed in the Adama. The Mishnah Novice tells me really that the machlokes of Korach is considered to be the epitome of machlokes. Machlokes Korach v'Hadassah. I have to understand, we had so many machlokes in Am Yisrael. We have always machlokes in Am Yisrael. Why is Korach so a symbol of what machlokes is all about? We see also that Korach was punished in a punishment that never happened before or after, which is that Adama puts his SPO, opened their mouth, and ate up everybody was there. And we never find that. There are many Rishoyim in Am Yisrael Aleinu that had to be punished, different punishments. We never found something so vivid and so, you know, straight there that you had Adama put his SPO and swallowing it up. So what's going on here? Why is Korach deserving so much of this punishment? Everybody knows the Rashi. Rashi tells us that Korach went ahead, and he made fun of Moshe Rabbeinu. And what was the fun that he said about Moshe Rabbeinu? He said, if you have a tzitzis, shekulot tcheles, ta shekulot tcheles, you have a beged, which is all tcheles, all blue, do you need to put chutei tzitzis? Do you have to put the strings of tzitzis around it? So basically the continuation of last week's parasha that we learned the idea of tzitzis, and Korach came in and made fun of Moshe Rabbeinu. Does Tali Shekulot Chelis Chayevet Betitzis or Ain Chayevet Betitzis? Said Moshe Rabbeinu, obviously it's Chayevet Betitzis. So Korach said, how does that make sense? When you have a beged, you have one thread, one string, one chut of Chelis is enough. You have your beged Shekulot Chelis. What do you need the chut of Chelis? That's one thing Rashi brings over here. The Chazal and the Medrash brings the other one, which is very famous, regarding a mezuzah. It says, Bayit Shemol is fine. You have a house full of Sefer Torah. Does it need a mezuzah or not? Says Moshe Rabbeinu, yes. And how does it make sense? You have one small parasha of mezuzah in the entrance to the house that protects the whole house. You have a house that has all the Sefer Torah, has Molas Farim. Does it need to have a mezuzah? How does that make sense? Korach said with the Matai Chamish Yemish and made fun of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the obvious question is what does that have to do with the whole machlokes of Moshe Rabbeinu Korach? Moshe Rabbeinu Korach are arguing, as Rashi points out, that Moshe as the Torah tells us, Madua tisnasu al Hashem. Why are you going ahead and you misnase? Why do you think you're better than anybody else, basically? That's Korach telling Moshe Rabbeinu. Why do you think you're better? You're calling the Kulam Gdoshim, the whole Eid is Gdoshim. So what does that have to do with the mezuzah and tefillah and tzitzis? Korach is not coming to make fun of mitzvahs. Korach is coming to say, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're not greater than anybody else. So how does that connect to the idea of mezuzah and tzitzis? So, to understand all that, we'll start with a Chazal to give us a little key to what's going on over here. Chazal tell us in the Zohar, in the Parsha, that Korach, by fighting with Moshe Rabbeinu, he came to fight against the Shem Shalem. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Shalem. The Gemara tells us that one of the Shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shalem. So when Korach is coming to fight with Moshe Rabbeinu, he's fighting with the Shem Shalem, with the name Shalem. And therefore he was punished so severely, so because when you fight against the Shem Shalem, that's what happens. Shem Shalem. And the Chazal add one more thing. If you fight against the Shem Shalem, which is Shabbos. Shalem is Shabbos. And that's why Korach was punished.
This is Zohar?
Yeah, Chazal and Zohar. So, what does it mean? Why? What's the Shem Shalem they're referring to in Chazal? There's a famous Ma'aral that tells us, what's the idea of the Shem Shalem? The Gemara tells us that Shalem is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, you're not allowed to repeat the name in the Beis HaMechatz. In the Beis HaMechatz, in the bathroom, in a shower place. You're not allowed to go away to say the name Shalem, because Shalem is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, what about the Shem Ne'eman? Right? Rachum, Vechanum. That's not examples of the Gemara. But we call Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's different names we name Hashem. So it says the Gemara, no, that's not part of it. Because that's called a kinui. That's only kivyochol, a nickname. Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom is not a nickname to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom is a name. What's the difference? Meaning, Ne'eman means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trustworthy. He's going to do whatever he said to do. He's Rachum. He's full of mercy. He's Chanun. He gives. You add all these names. That's all called Kinuim. But referring to the name Shalom, Shalom is a name. It's not a kinu. It's not a nickname, but it's a name itself. Why? Shalom means he does Shalom. So what's the difference? So the Maharal tells us the Pshat like this. Shalom is a trait that only a Kodesh Baruch Hu can do. That's something the human being cannot do. The simple example is what we had in Makas Mitzrayim. It says that a Kodesh Baruch Hu put borrowed, what was borrowed, fire and water together. How could he put fire and water together? Kodesh Baruch Hu was able to put two things which are against each other together. The Maharal said this is a Medrash. Medrash tells us a story. Came this matroniso to Rav Yisrael Chalavta and told her, Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days. What happens to the world after? What does he do after 6 days? What is he busy with after 6 days? So said Rav Yisrael Chalavta, Mizavik Zivugim. He's doing Shidduchim. He's putting man and woman together. So that matroniso said, well, that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu does. That's what you need a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I can do it myself. I can do it myself. So what did she do? She went ahead, she took 1,000 slaves and 1,000 maids, and she decided on her own who will be with who. She locked couples in each room alone, one Eved with one Shivcha, man and a woman, male, female, closed the room and said, that's it, I did the Shidduch. The next morning, the Medrash tells us, they opened the doors. What happened?
Black and blue.
This guy comes out without a leg, this one comes without a hand, black and blue marks all over the face. What's going on over here? He said, we don't want, that's not my Benzug. That's not my partner. The woman says, I want that man. That's who I want. That man says, I want this woman. That's not what I want. So said Matrinitsa, oh, Yofa, you said right. Zavik Zivuchim, you need a Kodesh Baruch Hu to go ahead and do the connection. Without a Kodesh Baruch Hu to do the connection, you have your two opposites, a male, female, can't really connect. And as Chazal tells, the Gemara tells us, Ish v'Isha, what do you have in Ish? You have the Yud in the Ish and the He in the Isha. Zochu, Shechinim b'neim, lo yizochu, you take out the Yud and the He, you take out that Kodesh Baruch Hu does the connection, Eish v'Chalton. Ish v'Isha is the, you know, the highest case, the classic case of two opposites that connect. And in order to connect, to do this connection between these two opposites, you need to have a Kodesh Baruch Hu over there. And the mice of this applies, the Ish v'Isha is a mashal, an example to what the world is all about, which is the Ish v'Isha is always, Ish is referred to the Elyonim, the Isha is a Tachtonim, meaning you have to go ahead and connect the worlds, to connect Ruchni and Gashmi, spiritual and physical. That is always something that is almost impossible to a human being to do without the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the name of Hashem is Shalom. Because in order to create something, which is to create that connection, to do a connection between two opposites, the only way to do it is you need to have that glue which only Kodesh Baruch Hu can bring to the world. Other things, the way at least they appear in our eyes, to be Rachum and Chanun, human beings also can have that trait. But to create an emesdik Shalom, you need to have a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's why Shalom is a name and not a kinyan. You need the intervention from above to go ahead and have Shalom. Rabbi Bechai tells us an additional thing regarding Korach. And that as it says, the Korach is a continuation of the Dor HaPalaga and Dor Zdoim. Dor HaPalaga are the ones that went ahead and built a Migdol Rishon HaShemayim, built a tower to fight HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
He's a continuation of the Migdol?
He's a continuation, that's what the Reru Chai says. He's like the third stage of that same Mahalach. So that one is Dor HaPalaga is fighting HaKadosh Baruch Hu there. Then you have Zdoim, meet the Zdoim, people that were not nice to each other. And then comes Korach, stage number three. What does that have to, why does Korach have to do with Dor HaPalaga? And it has to do with the Zdoim. So if you may ayin, this is where we're starting to see more clarity what's going on with Korach. The common thing between Dor HaPalaga and Zdoim is the fact that they both felt that they don't need intervention from above. Dor HaPalaga went in and said, we're building a Migdol of Yerushalayim, we're building this tower. And what are you doing? You're fighting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As brought down, as Losh HaPasuk over there, Lo Yipolem in Dovel HaSeis, they will not be prevented from doing anything. I mean, in their Mahalach, when Adam has full Bechira, full free will, he can go ahead, and that's what they felt, they could completely disconnect from above. We are self-sufficient, that we have everything we need, and we can go ahead and do a separation between us and the world above. That's the upper level. Zdoim, what's the idea of Zdoim? Obviously, if we have a whole city doing Zdoim, and a Kishbohu feels the need to go and turn it around, that means there weren't just some bunch of crazy people doing crazy stuff. We're talking about people that had a mahalach, they had a reason, they had a philosophy, which needed to be uprooted from the world. What was the philosophy of Zdoim? So Rami Shapiro always brings it. The philosophy of Zdoim was that a person is self-sufficient. Every person has to take care of himself. You don't get help from anybody else, and you don't help anybody else. Each one needs to be his own man. You have to earn your own living. You have to live your own life. Do not do any chesed, do not do any tzedakah. That was what Zdoim was all about. There was no chesed. They went and tortured anybody to the Chassid Sarchim. They went in and tortured anybody to the Tzedakah. They went, what was the idea? The idea was, the philosophy was, we are self-sufficient. I don't need, nobody needs anybody else to survive in this world. And anybody in this world who cannot survive on his own doesn't deserve to live. This world is the world that you need to be on your own with any other external help. Torah Palaga is, we are on our own. We don't need a Kishboch. Zdoim is, each person is his own thing without any connection to something outside of him. Korach felt the same way. Korach felt that we are kichol ha'edo kulam gdoishim. What does it mean, kichol ha'edo kulam gdoishim? As we spoke about in the previous weeks, the Moshe Rabbeinu is our connection of Am Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu. When Am Yisrael received the Torah and Amid Sinai, everybody was in such a holy place. But then they did Chet Ha'egel, then comes the Chet HaMeraglim that we had last week, and Am Yisrael going down. And the only way for them to connect to the above is through Moshe Rabbeinu. They need to have someone that connects it to above. Korach came and tied Kol Ha'edo Kulam Kedoshim. The only Kedoshim. We don't need anybody, any assistance to connect us to above. We have the Kedushin within us. By the way, just connected to what we spoke before, Rav Tzadok HaKohen says that Korach wasn't completely mistaken.
I was going to ask. We have such a concept.
We have a concept like that, which we lost. We have a concept of that when everybody is completely spiritual. Eventually, when we get to Elam Habo, there will be, L'Asid Lovoy, as brother and Sfarin, that's the later stage of Elam Habo, it says that all the tzaddikim will be Yoishvim in an eagle. They all will be equal. A circle means everybody's equal. Everybody's in the same distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We all are the same. There's no higher or lower. But that's only loss of love. In this world, after Chet HaEgel, after the Yerida, the Am Yisrael did not live up to where they could have got to, they are in a world, in a more physical world. As we spoke last week, the whole Parsha Shlach, the whole Meraglim was that they did not want to be in that physical world. So comes the in this physical world, we need to have some connection to above. And Korach is going ahead and denying that. He says, no, I don't need any connection to above. We are self-sufficient. We all have it within us, the Kedusha. I don't need any connection, any way to elevate myself, because in with me, within us, we have whatever we need. And that's the mistake of Korach. Because as Rav Tzadok says, even though there was a potential for Am Yisrael to get to that, but we are right now in this Olam HaZeh, that we're not at such a high spiritual level, Avada, we need something to bring us to a higher place.
I thought we always say we're not like other religions and we could talk directly to Hashem. We don't need an intermediary.
Well, for sure. Talk directly to Hashem, we don't need an intermediary. But we do have a Moshe Rabbeinu who teaches us Torah. You need a Rebbe to teach you Torah. Right?
And he's saying we don't need a Rebbe.
He said, "Kol Ha'edo Kol Kedoshim." There's no Moshe Rabbeinu. He's coming to deny Moshe Rabbeinu. There's no intermediary when you speak to feel the Torah Kedoshim Bochu. Avadi, there's an idea of levels of Torah that you need to get to. That connects. This is a different subject, but that's what Yisro Shol Moshe Rabbeinu. So you need to have different levels. Sari Alafim, Sari Meir, Sari Chamishim. It's different levels of Torah, different levels of intellectuality, different levels of spirituality. Each one is at his own level. Each one brings something else to the table. And together, we can elevate the entire nation. It's not kechol ha'edah kol deshu. We're not equal. It's not everything the same. You need to have a Moshe b'nei Am Yisrael. And that's what Korach is coming to deny. Korach is going and saying, kol ha'edah kolim k'doshu v'teichem Hashem, he's continuing with Dara Palaga and Zdorim is saying, we're self-sufficient. We don't need anything to above. We don't need any connection to something higher than us. If you go ahead and you look into the tightness that Korach said, now it makes a lot of sense. Korach goes ahead and says, Moshe Rabbeinu, when you have a talis shekulot chemes, the talit has everything it needs in its own. It's fully connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning it has the tchelis within it. Does it need a chut shel tchelis? As the Ramban tells, what's the chut shel tchelis in Tzitzis? We mentioned at the end of last week. Tchelis is lo shel tachlis. Tchelis means the end. Right? The whole idea of Tzitzis is that a person looks at his Tzitzis and tchelis doim aliyam, v'yot yam doim alirikia, v'rikia doim alikisakovit, kisakovit, right? Through the Tzitzis, you're able to elevate yourself to something higher. Through the tchelis, it begins. The lavan is brought down in Sfarim already, and there's known lavan is the combination of all the colors together. They turn to be white. You take all the colors together, that's the white color. The white color is considered to be the root of all the colors. When everything is together and there's no separation between the colors, it's white. That's the chutz lavan. We start from the white. The tchelis refers to the ein sof, to something that's endless. That's why. That's the Ramban explains. The Shemaim are blue. The Tchelos of the Shemaim is to remind us that there's no end over there. Right? That it goes to Kadosh Baruch Hu with no end. The Tzitzit is saying, takes you from the white over here, the beginning where everything starts, to the Tchelos, the Tachlis, and that. The Tzitzit, the whole union of Tzitzit is to go and have something, one little string that connects you to something higher. One little string that brings you from here down here to up there. Says Korach, when the tzitzis kula tchelis within it, that it has all the tchelis it needs, does it need any connection to above? Same idea goes with the mezuzah. What is mezuzah? Mezuzah stands in the Pesach of the door going into the house. There's a famous shaila there. Ramban tells us, in the end of Pasha's boy, the famous Ramban that speaks about the emuno, that the whole idea of the nisim is to teach about emuno. So he goes and he says, a person will remember Yetzias Mitzrayim through his emunah, going through the life. There's so many things that remind us of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And he puts it in Lashon, HaKriveya Mezuzah B'Pitchei. Someone puts a mezuzah in his door, he right away is Moideh in Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's how the Ramban says. So the Brisker Rav asks, what do you mean? You put a mezuzah in your door, you remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. How do you remember Yetzias Mitzrayim and put a mezuzah in the door? The mezuzah, what do you have inside the mezuzah? You have two parashas in the mezuzah. You have Shema and Vayom Shemaya. You don't have in the mezuzah Yetzias Mitzrayim. You have only the first two parashas. So where do you have Yetzias Mitzrayim in the mezuzah? The Ramban says that Kriveya mezuzah Pitchoy. So I raise it. That's he's already moedin speaking of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Where do you have mezuzah Yetzias Mitzrayim? Where is that concept? So Ramban Shapiro always brings the thing. Also
two on the doors.
What do you mean?
The doorpost. Two vortos.
Oh, so the mezuzah.
The mezuzah and the blood.
No, that's what he said. He says like this. What happened in Yetzias Mitzrayim was they put the blood in the doors. And what did the blood in the doors do? And went ahead and separated the Rishus HaYachid and the Rishus HaRabim. There's always a simon that's brought down Tzivich Hasidus. It says the Rishus HaRabim, how high does the Rishus HaRabim go in Hilchus Shabbos? Hilchus Shabbos, Asar Tvachim. Above Asar Tvachim, it's not Rishus HaRabim anymore. You can connect to HaKadosh Baruch. When you go into your own Rishus HaYachid of Am Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch went and revealed over here, when you put the blood in the post and you see the Mitzrayim, was a revelation that whoever is inside that doorpost belongs to HaKadosh Baruch. Oilad LaRikia, you connect to HaKadosh Baruch over here. Or the Batim of Am Yisrael, as the parsha we'll have in a few weeks, it's a house of Kedusha. It's a house where we're creating Am Yisrael, you have a Kedusha over there, a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the idea was you separate yourself from the street. The street, the outside, the world, so Mitzrayim is, that's where you have the Makkah, that's where you have the Tumah, that's where all the bad things happen. But the minute you have the doorpost, you have a Hefsek. Here is Am Yisrael, there is the mitzvah. Every mezuzah does the same thing. Every mezuzah has the Shem Shakai outside. Or Shatir Hashem with Latzis Yisrael. But Shakai is Omer Lo Medai, Dai. Always Shakai refers to Dai. It stops, a stoppage. There's no more entry here for the outside. And in the Gvil, you have Shem Yud Kivovki right behind the Shakai. Saying, we're separating the world outside and the world inside. The world inside is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The world outside is separated. The mezuzah is what does that connection. So the same way that by tzitzis you have a chutzot chelas that connects you to the tachas of the world, same way by a house you have a mezuzah that makes the house connected to the world above. It's all emtsoim to bring us and to elevate us to a higher place. Korach was arguing against the idea that you need any connection to above. So it was insufficient. A tzitzis can be, or it has an old chelas within it, it doesn't need a chutzot chelas. A bais can have full of sfarim. It's ready to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't need a mezuzah to make it, to elevate it up there. You can be self-sufficient, you can have the Kedusha within you. It's not a different taina, it's the same taina. The same taina, you can call Eidu Kulam Gedoshim, it's the same taina that if you have a house full of Sfarim, you have a Beged Malat Chilis. You have everything in within. Everything is within you. I don't need the connection to above. That's the taina of Korach. Korach says, it's continuing to our Palago in Zdoim by saying we're self-sufficient. I don't need any connection to above. And that's his time against Moshe Rabbeinu. The time is, Kechol ha'idu kolom gedoishim v'toyichem Hashem. We have a Kodesh Baruch Hu within us. We don't need any more. We don't need any elevation. We are self-sufficient. We have everything with us. We within us. We don't need you. We don't need you, Moshe Rabbeinu, to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu. We are self-sufficient on our own. So says the Korach to Moshe Rabbeinu, Maduot yisdaso ha'kal Hashem. Why are you thinking? Why are you so great? The same way as doesn't need mezuzah, if he has firm, and somebody that tells that tchila doesn't need a chutzot chelis, so we don't need you, Moshe Rabbeinu, to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the taina of Korach. The mistake of Korach really goes to the shoyrish of a machlekes. It says, Rabbeinu Bechaye brings the name in Medrash. It's a very famous Rabbeinu Bechaye, but we don't have that in Medrash. Rabbeinu Bechaye maybe had a Medrash that we lost. The Medrash tells us that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came, where was the first machlekes in the world?
Creation.
What day?
Probably day one.
Second day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went ahead and put a shemayim, put a rekia, and he divided the world, and he made a tachtonim and elyonim. The world
salt,
was one.
The water.
He put the water, he put the shemayim. Here, rekia, mavdil ben ra'in, the rekia is divided between the up and down.
And the soul would be on the mizbeah.
Oh, that's the Medrash. So says Rabbi Mechaye, the Medrash says like this, that when the HaKadosh Baruch Hu divided the Mayim Elyonim, there was no Yabasha, there was no land, it was only water. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu divided this Mayim Elyonim, the water belongs above, Shemayim Techtonim, the water belongs below. So the Mayim Techtonim were boichim, they were crying. They said, Ritzoneinu Liris Malkeinu, we won, we're down here, we're far away, but we want to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, because you want so much to connect to me, I'll give you a way to connect to me. And then he said, how are you going to do that? With
covenant of souls.
With the soul that goes into the Mizbeach and with Nisuch HaMayim and Sukkos. That's a beautiful medrash. It connects to many things, to many other things. Here is the Shoshu Chesed. Obviously, the water did not talk. It's just, this explains to us how the Mayim and Tachtoim need to react. The Mayim and Tachtoim are far away. We're down. We're far. But in order to connect back, you need to have that yearning, the Mayim Boichim, the way to try to achieve and to get higher. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Tachtonim, you'll be able to connect above. All the Svarim bring it. This is really, this Mayim Tachtonim, Mayim HaYonim, refer to that creation of Adam. Meaning, an Adam is able to be created in this world just because he's separated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only way we have an ability to have free will, to have Torah, to have mitzvahs, to have a Nisayan, is because we're in a world which is Mayim Tachtonim, which is below. So now we have a choice to do it. Do we choose yes? Do we choose no? That's our choice. But that's the only way to really go and connect to above is with that yearning, that desire to go above. Mayim Tachtonim Boichim, they're crying, we want to connect to above. That's what the Tachtonim are required to do, to be Boichim, to get up. The Machlokes, the division, is in order to go back and reconnect. Korach, through Heinous Atoy, the reason he did it, because he felt he has it within him as well, he went ahead and said, no, we don't need any connection to above. We are self-sufficient. We have everything that we need isn't within us.
This is explaining why this is the ultimate machlokas?
No, as well. We'll get to it.
What is this?
We're going to get now to why is he buried in the Adama.
Oh, yeah?
So the idea is like this. The whole Tachtoinim, they're the ones that belong here down below. They, if they yearn and they want to get you above, that's their Tafka, that's their avoid in this world, and that's how they were actually going to achieve it. So each one, as we spoke last week, the Adam is created, you have an Neshama and you have a Guf, and he needs to go in and connect the Neshama and the Guf, the Neshama belongs to the Elyonim, the Guf belongs to the Tachtonim, he has the Bidaber in between, that goes and connects the two things, and his whole avoid is to try as much as possible to bring himself up and to elevate himself down here to up there. Koyach says, I'm not, I belong to that down here. I belong to Tachtonim. The Tachtonim itself, it's self-sufficient. I don't need any yearning to above. Everything is within me. I'm continuing to harp along, I'm continuing to stir, and we're self-sufficient. We're at Bayit Shaul and Malisfayim. We are at Tarash Kol Tcheles. Everything is within us. There's no yearning to go to above. He belongs to Tachtonim. He says that Tachtonim have everything they need. So his punishment is that he stays as Tachtonim as possible. The Adama opens his mouth and swallows him. Why he swallows him? He's saying basically, the only way to actually have a connection to above, a regular person, eventually, he's nifter. When a person is nifter, as a shlo speaks about at length, you basically have a division. The guf is buried down beneath the ground, and then the neshama goes back to above. So as long as you have the desire to go above, you have the neshama which connects to above, so you have that connection. You have you over here, the neshama above, and you're yearning to try to go up. And that's the avodah. Eventually, we divide it. The guf goes down here, the neshama goes up there, and then goes back. But Koyach says, we don't need, there's no connection to above. We are all down here. Everything is in here, in down in this world. So the neshama as well goes below the ground. He's kivyachol buried alive, but literally. Not buried alive. And then the Neshama goes up to the Shemayim. He's buried alive, and then the Neshama stays down here. As the Gemara tells us the story, Rabbi Bachanan was going in the Midbar.
Where is this?
This is the Gemara Bavasra. And he called when he opened it, he told him, I'm going to show you. They
a
opened
place in the desert.
A place in the desert where there was a hole, and they heard the Bluya Kurach screaming, Moshe Emes, Teros Emes. They stayed alive. The Neshama is there too.
And
the
Neshama is
exactly. So the neshama, usually the neshama goes above, the guf stays down here. Here the neshama goes down as well. Because we're self-sufficient, you belong over here. That is the koyach, is the biggest example of the machloikis, shaloi l'shashamayim. Meaning it's a machloikis. Machloikis could be and should be l'shashamayim. Machloikis could bring to great things. Mishnah tells us. The classic machloikis b'sil b'chavay. But going back to what we said before, the first machlokes was to divide the world above the world below for an Adam to have what to do so he can elevate himself and grow and be challenged to come up to Shemayim. So that's a machlokes which is L'Shem Shemayim. It's in order to connect to above. Machlokes Shaloy L'Shem Shemayim means the machlokes does not bring you to connection to above. Adrabah, the whole machlokes is to separate you from above. Koyrach is the epitome of that. He is an example of a machlokes, meaning the separation, and having the not having the mind boichim that we're trying to reconnect. You know, la'avdil, when you have two Jews that are fighting, really there's the hope is that deep in the heart of each one there's a mind boichim that they want to get back to connect. You want to really connect, so you have a separation. But adraba, the fight will bring back to the ava, as the Gemara tells us. We speak about, but that's what the yearning brings you up to. But if you're going and said, no, the ultimate machlekes is that you completely separate. No, I don't want anything to do with somebody else. Koyrach is the highest or the lowest machlekes possible. He's the one who separates himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu by saying, I have everything I need. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Moshe Rabbeinu. By saying that, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I don't need to connect above because everything I need here, he belongs down to Tachtonim. That's why Koyrach is the machlekes, and that's the Oynish HaKoyrach. Koyrach is going to go back to that last Medrash, Chazal Tzoyer, Koyrach is fighting against the Midah of Sholem. he's fighting against the Midah, which is Kadosh Baruch Hu, who is involved and is part of the, of our life. The only way for really for Adam to do any connection and any solution to Machlekes, and maybe Yavi to the, which all the Machlekes that we have, is only through Shalom, which comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Korach is the one who fights Shalom, he's the ultimate Machlekes, which is Zayche to have a real Shalom, Shalom between Am Yisrael, Shalom between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to connect to above fully.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.